Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ms. Allison checking in to give you an update about what we will be doing in math class. This week, we will be focusing on how to balance equations. What does it mean for something to equal something else? The equal sign will be the focus of our lessons. In class, we will primarily be using the balancing scale to show how what is on one side of the equation is really the same as or equal to what is on the other side. We are no longer looking at the equal sign as merely being a symbol of what the answer is. To clarify what I mean when I say that we no longer look at the equal sign as being the answer, what I mean is that when we look at 4 plus 4, which equals 8, we do not just look at the equal sign as being the answer, and that 8 is the answer. We want the children to understand that even if they put 8 on the other side of the equal sign, so 8 equals 4 plus 4, that the answer is still correct, because the answer is still balanced. They are the same number in total on each side of the equal sign, which is at the core of what we are learning this week. So on Tuesday and Thursday, when I assign the math homework, I urge you to use the proper language when helping your children with the math problems. And that is all the information I have to share with you this week. If you have any questions or comments, please do not hesitate to give me a call or send me a quick email. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you and have a good week.